from the gorgeous confines of Melbourne, Australia, across the USA and 61 countries spanning the globe, Expat Progressive Radio presents The Bill Show with Bill and Randall. Now fasten your seatbelts, kids, because here are the loudest fat lefties on the net, Bill and Randy.
And welcome to the Bill Show, ladies and gentlemen. And we're back from the United States of America. God
Happy
bless
New
it.
Year,
Happy
Bill.
New Year to everyone. That's my friend and compatriot right over there, Mr. Randall Berger. We're in the same country again.
Yeah, here we're in the same country on the same continent for the first time in a long time.
Yes.
For show number 136.
136.
The first show of 2016.
I know. It's officially election year, ladies
and
gentlemen.
It's the year of the donkey, which
yes,
is exactly
it's the election
what,
year.
What we want.
Could I get the cheer squad in here just for the election year here? Because
yeah.
I haven't had them out of the tent
and
for
hell,
a long
hell,
time.
Hell, the gang's all here.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It's the Bill Show cheer squad. Come on in, girls.
Yeah.
Kids, it's 2016 in time for an election.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is leading in the polls. It's great for entertainment. Let's hear a cheer. There you go. Thank you. They love good comedy.
And he's finally,
ending
and
an
he's
apocalypse.
Ted Cruz, eh?
Ted Cruz.
Mr. Canadian, eh? He's giving a go at him now, eh?
He's
going full double barrel birther on Ted Cruz.
I know. Well, that's it. And Ted Cruz looks like it's a back and forth fight between Ted Cruz and the Donald in Iowa, where obviously Iowa Republicans, what taste. Then we get over to New Hampshire, where it looks like Donald Trump has a 27-point lead on everyone. On everyone.
Well,
my
look,
God.
Didn't they say they weren't even going to put him on the primary ballot?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah,
but,
well, that would be interesting because...
You put me on the ballot.
In
that's
Iowa,
it.
In Iowa,
you're a loser.
I don't know, New Hampshire's probably a bit better, but in Iowa, they'll just bring a packet of crayons and they'll write D-O-N-L-D.
That's right. Well,
and,
listen, I have to ask you some really quick thing.
Yeah.
Before, really quick thing. How did you like America where you were there?
Oh, how did I find America? It was there when I got off the plane.
Boom, yeah.
Boom. Look, Bill, and you and I have discussed this. I could not wait to get out of that place.
Oh, Jesus.
Sitting there with my dear old mother, she tunes into Fox News. She says,
oh,
I'm
my
voting
God.
For that Marco Rubio. He's so cute.
He's cute.
He's so cute.
He looks like Little Ricky. If Little Ricky
Fox,
grew up.
Well, it's either Little Ricky or Eddie Munster. Speaker of the House, yeah.
Yeah. Marco's got the old woman vote who listens to Fox News all the time.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. It was interesting seeing the places where I grew up.
Yeah.
You know,
I tell you, man, I ended up with the television off or watching reruns.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Hogan's Heroes. You know, I mean, which I'm sorry.
You still know nothing.
I know it's a sitcom about a Nazi prison camp. You shouldn't laugh, but, you know, Hogan.
starring a notorious gay pornographer, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, and trust you to know that.
Well, I don't know where that came from. I won't say I pulled it out of my ass because that would be even worse.
Thank you for that.
Boom, boom.
Hey, well, listen, we have to more or less change the subject right now to the tinfoil hat of the year.
Oh, that's right. We're giving it for the entire year of last year.
2015's number one tinfoil hat.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten?
That's
Bring
right.
Bring it in and give it to whoever.
Oh, yes, and here's somebody we'd like to give it to, ladies and gentlemen. The tinfoil hat of the year belongs to, and here's the fanfare, ladies and gentlemen, the Fix-It in Post Orchestra.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, boys and girls. The tinfoil hat of the year.
An entire 30-meter roll of Reynolds wrap.
That's right. We're talking huge.
To make a tinfoil chapeau.
Yes, and the winner is, of course... Donald Trump.
You see, you couldn't even get it out in one breath. You threw up in your mouth a little bit, didn't you?
It's the only thing that's making it so that I don't cry and I can laugh about this is tons of medication. Well, Donald Trump is actually, as we said, 30 points ahead in the national polls of the Republican Party. So in a tribute to a man who is not so much a man, but a very small penis with a comb over...
Hang on. Have you seen his? Have you seen Mrs. Trump number three?
Oh yeah.
She of the plastic tits and the plastic.
Yeah. I know that he has been married three times.
Bankrupt four times.
Yeah, bankrupt four times. Good on you, Don. And he is our tinfoil hat of the year. And in salute, we have scrunged the internet, ladies and gentlemen, to find. A salute to Donald Trump, and here it is, posted by a lovely man on YouTube. Here's the audio. This is an amazing compilation. Here it is, the best or the worst of our next fascist president, Donald Trump.
I am officially running for president of the United States. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I tell you that. I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second. I have a total net worth, and now with the increase, it'll be well over $10 billion. But here, a total net worth of $8 billion. Net worth, not assets, not liability, a net worth. Part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich. Free trade can be wonderful if you have smart people, but we have people that are stupid. If you really love this country, you have a very, very hard time convincing people that what you're doing is right and that you're really smart. And like a lot of us are really smart. I'm really smart. Went to the Wharton School of Finance, even then, a long time ago, like the hardest or one of the hardest schools to get into. Did well at the school. Came out, made a fortune, wrote a book called The Art of the Deal. Did everybody read The Art of the Deal? We need a leader that wrote The Art of the Deal.
President Obama is the least transparent president in the history of this country. And if he gives his passport, applications, and records, I will give to a charity of his choice, Inner City Children in Chicago, American Cancer Society, AIDS Research, anything he wants, a check immediately for $5 million.
I'm asking you now, do you accept that President Obama was born in the United States,
no,
is not
know.
Muslim?
I really don't know. I mean,
you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know why he wouldn't release his records.
A few years ago, you led the birther movement. You sent investigators out to Hawaii to find out whether or not Obama, which you said was not born here.
Well,
and it
I
turned
don't know.
Out to not be true.
Well,
so
I don't know. You, according to you, it's not true. I don't know. You
he
know,
released his birth certificate.
You know, if you believe that, that's fine. I don't care. It's an old subject. When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're laughing at us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. Mexico doesn't want people. They're forcing them into our country, and we're taking them, and we're putting them in our jails and our hospitals, and we're paying them money through different sources. It's a disgrace. I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. And I'll build them very inexpensively. I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Yeah.
And they're not sending us their best and their finest. You heard my speech.
How are you going to get Mexico to pay for a wall?
You have people like we have.
You're
dopes.
You're calling
you
him can. An enemy, aren't
George,
you?
George, Mexico does not like us. Mexico is not our friend. Mexico is the new China. Mexico will pay. You mark my words. I win. Mexico pays. They love me. I love them. And I'll tell you something. If I get the nomination, I'll win the Latino vote. I will win it. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And I can tell you, some of the candidates they went in, they didn't know the air conditioner didn't work. They sweated like dogs. They didn't know the room was too big because they didn't have anybody there.
How are they going to beat ISIS?
But Mr. Trump, you're not a nice person.
We don't need nice.
That's true. But actually, I am. I think I am a nice person.
Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out. If I were running The View, I'd fire Rosie. I mean, I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired.
I mean, I'm actually a nice person. Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump.
I would take away their wealth. I would take away the oil.
But wouldn't you be destroying the wealth of Iraq?
No, there is no Iraq. There is no Iraq in
but
Iraq.
You don't think bombing Iraqi oil fields, which are now in the control of ISIS,
yeah.
but bombing Iraqi oil fields is going to anger huge numbers of people?
I would bomb
Iraq?
The hell out of those oil fields. I wouldn't send many troops because you won't need them by the time I got finished. I'd bomb the hell out of the oil fields. I'd then get Exxon. I'd then get these great oil companies to go in. They would rebuild them so fast your head will spin.
I like China. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. I love the Saudis. Many are in this building.
I would get along with Putin. I've dealt with Russia.
Won't be using a man like Secretary Kerry. He goes into a bicycle race at 72 years old and falls and breaks his leg. I won't be doing that. The American dream is dead. But if I get elected president, I will bring it back bigger and better and stronger than ever before, and we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, trumpets again. Yes, thank you. Fix it in post, orchestra. Yes, yes. Yes, the Donald, ladies and gentlemen. The Donald is an amazing man in so many ways, but we thought we'd actually on the Bill Show decide to do a little bit of a Google search, and we got this article off of Alternet. So Alternet has... an amazing article by Michael Araya from Alternet. And he talks basically about Trump's kind of, you know, he's always talking about Mexicans, Randall, and all the people that come over and take American jobs. So Michael did a little research on Trump's behavior when it comes to workers, you know, because he said, I'm going to be the best jobs president in the whole fucking world. I'm going to do that. I'm going to dominate all worker things. Anybody disagrees with me, I'll have to hurt them.
Yeah.
Here
I'm
it is.
I'm going to get Marco Rubio to do my lawn.
Hey, little Ricky, fuck you. Hey, get little Ricky
pool.
And little Ricky and Uncle Fester. What are you, Christy? Fuck, Jesus. Okay, so here's Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. Now, many of the workers, and these you may not know this, Randall, many of the workers constructing a Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. were, in fact, or are, in fact, undocumented aliens.
No.
Who I will round up, make to work for me until they drop, and they drop of exhaustion, then I'll deport them. Trump's recent comments about Mexicans crossing the border are often drug dealers and rapists, sometimes they're rapists, I don't know, I have no idea, have angered a number of laborers working on a Trump hotel. The Washington Post interviewed 15 people working on the $200 million hotel, and many admitted they had crossed the Mexican border. Said one of them, you know something? It's ironic.
He used the word ironic?
Yes, he did. He's you know something, man? It's ironic. The majority of us are Hispanics, many who came here illegally, and we're all here working very hard to build a better life for our families. Now, do you think... he goes on and he says, do you think that we're hanging out there from the eighth floor doing your work, Mr. Trump, that we're raping or selling drugs, said Ramon Alvarez, a 48-year-old window worker from El Salvador. And he said, look, Oh, God. Look, man, we're risking our lives and our health.
No, that's a terrible
accident. A lot of the chemicals we deal with are toxic. Now, this piece also quotes a guy named Ahmed Asamadi, a 26-year-old site foreman who arrived in the U.S. last year from the wonderful, palatial, and fantastic vacation spot Afghanistan. Most of the workers here are migrants, he said. I don't think it's right, he said, but they're hard workers. Now, when CNN... Anderson Cooper asked him about his use of undocumented workers. This is what Trump said. I can't guarantee I don't use them. How can anyone? You have anywhere from 11 billion to 34 million illegal immigrants. I used to hear 11. Now I hear 34. I can't guarantee anything. But I can say this. We work very hard to make sure that everybody is legal as opposed to illegal. Sorry, I coughed.
That's okay. I thought
that's
that was
all right.
His,
thank you very much. So his reaction was, "Hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you
going to
do?
What are you going
to
do?
Look, I play by the rules.
By the rules.
If they can use undocumented aliens, I can use undocumented aliens. You know,
if aliens landed on the Earth, Trump would use them to build a hotel. Okay.
And then he'd kick them out.
Then, yes, back you go to Alpha Centauri. You're a loser.
Get rid of it.
Get your eight fingers and your... Get your eight fingers and your gills and your flying saucer and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Claw two.
I'm building a wall against you. Yeah. No. Trump Tower was built by Polish immigrants who were paid, now guess what? $5 an hour.
No, 20 zlotys an hour, wasn't
it? No, you know, $5 an hour. And this really pisses me off. A group of immigrant workers nicknamed the Polish Brigade knocked down the Bonwit Teller building so that the Trump Tower could be constructed. This was in the 80s. They claimed that they were paid less than $5 an hour, no overtime, and worked 12-hour shifts every fucking day. Many were not paid for their work after the contractor went insolvent. We worked in horrid, terrible conditions, a worker named Wojciech Kozak told the New York Times in 1998. We were frightened illegal immigrants and did not know enough about our rights. A lawsuit was filed against Trump in 83, 3 years after the Trump Tower was built, by Harry Diduck of the House Wreckers Union. The suit aimed to prove that Trump, his partner, and the contractor conspired to deprive local union workers out of their pension and welfare contributions. During the trial, workers testified that they had been threatened with deportation by Trump associates if they became, quote-unquote, a problem. Trump admitted that he learned the workers were undocumented from Bonwit Teller building and was demolished, and he just said, I mean, I can make mistakes. This was a mistake. But the most most interesting thing is there is a guy in this thing, the Polish Brigade's lawyer, said Trump was on the verge of hitting me with a $100 million lawsuit. He had received, and then that he had restarted receiving calls in the middle of the night by a mysterious caller who referred to himself as John Barron. During the trial, and Trump admitted that he and one of his assistants sometimes use the name John Barron. I know it's 2 o'clock in the morning, but you're a loser. I'm going to sue you. You're over. My name? John. John Barron.
But I know my name is Donald Trump, but I'm not him.
My name is John Barron, and I'm a contractor. Yeah. And I was president of the United States. Yeah, that's the ticket. And I'm married. Yeah, to Dolly Parton. You know, so I don't know. That just scares the crap out of me. You had something that you had on Trump that was equally fun, Randy.
A lot of fun.
Okay. It's our laugh at Trump Day because we can't cry. Here it is. Go ahead.
We can't give this guy the tinfoil hat award of the year without really giving him a serve, okay?
Yeah.
This all started recently.
Yep.
When I saw an article that said...
Yep.
Somebody had put up a picture of Donald Trump with a quote, an inspirational quote.
Yeah, you're a loser.
No, as a Christian, I have no duty to allow myself to be cheated, but I have the duty to be a fighter for truth and justice.
Donald Trump. That sounds like Trump. That does. It sounds like.
And guess what? It was Adolf Hitler. Now, this got so likes. So many likes. People saying, that sounds just like Thomas Jefferson. And,
if Thomas Jefferson was Hitler.
I like you, Donald. You're the best.
Yeah.
And, you know, people fawning all over him, and it's just because the picture and the words were there. So this is Big Brother, isn't it? This
and they were reacting. They were reacting positively to those comments.
Yeah, and because it had his picture and his name, they automatically assumed he'd said that. You know, what is it? What were some of the quotes from Big Brother from 1984? You know.
Yeah. Well, it's what's important is that both Hitler and Trump, if you look politically at what they're appealing to,
it's identical. Adolf Hitler used racism in his rise to power.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is using racism in his rise to power.
Yes, he is.
Adolf Hitler proposed mass deportations.
Yes.
Donald Trump proposes mass deportations.
Yes.
Adolf Hitler promised to make Germany great again.
Did he?
What is Donald Trump's maxim? Oh, it promised to make America great again.
They use the same. same slogan.
Young Adolf was a anti-Jewish fascist.
Yeah.
Which appealed to the Aryan race. And Donald Trump is an anti-Muslim fascist. He's appealing to the redneck race. Adolf Hitler blamed Jews for all of Germany's problems. You know, the Great Depression in the 20s. Of course, Donald Trump blames immigrants for America's problems.
Yeah.
And Adolf Hitler thought that Jews should wear special IDs. And what does Donald Trump propose? Muslims should wear special IDs.
I would disagree with actually just one of those. I think the assumption is that Trump appeals only to rednecks is completely flawed. I have been around people who actually were well-to-do Republicans who still had. The commonality that you have in this...
Let me finish.
Is the commonality that you get is angry, white, aging white people. Angry, aging white people. The idea that because of the demographic change in America... white people that think that when Obama got elected, that literally the place that was theirs was stolen from him. You get it from the kind of like, we're going to take our country back. Well, it was never yours, but that's how they think. That this is a white person's country. These are, you know, and race has such a big thing to do with Trump.
Yeah,
when you peel it back, it is actually the total reaction of a party that went mad when America elected a black guy to be in the White House. It really is.
Elected him twice.
Yeah. So, you know, how do you like them apples?
Yeah. Every 4 years,
Matt Damon said.
Every 4 years, you get a terrible butt hurt if you're a Republican.
Anyway,
I hope you get a terrible butt hurt again this year.
Yeah. Go ahead, Randy. You had something.
I hope he gets a butt. I hope everybody get. Well, you know, they're going to go from a black president to an orange president.
Yeah, to a guy who could conceivably
be a Cheeto.
Yeah, I think that if Trump was elected president, the world is in danger.
I absolutely do.
I think the world. Forget the United States. The world is in danger.
The first thing I'm going to do, he says that every speech he makes.
Yeah.
And then he comes up with something new.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so you got a quiz. You got a quiz there.
Yeah, like I told you, this guy put up a picture of Donald Trump with a quote, and it turned out to be Adolf Hitler. I'm going to give you a quiz, Billy.
Really?
Yeah.
Can our listeners play at home?
Well, they can try, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to hear their answers. But you know what? This actually, when we did the one last show about the Bible versus the Quran.
Yeah, I did terrible at that.
Yeah, you did terrible. You did shocking. But you know what?
Thanks,
everybody,
man.
Did shocking. Yeah. In America, they ask people on the street, and they're all getting the wrong answers.
Okay.
You know why? Because the Old Testament is basically the same holy book for three religions: Judaism, Islam, and Christianity.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get to the Trump quiz.
Let's get into the meat of the sandwich.
Okay. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Fix it in post, orchestra. Can we have some quiz music?
Let's
there it is. There it is.
Deutschland, Deutschland.
No, we're not doing that. We're doing the Jeopardy thing.
Do we have to play Jeopardy every time we do anything remotely?
You know, I do that in post, so it could be Deutschland, Deutschland, Nürnberg. I'll see how I feel later. Go ahead.
Donald Trump or Adolf Hitler?
Donald Trump or Hitler.
You ready for this?
Yes.
You will never learn what I am really thinking.
I think that's Hitler.
Okay. Yes, it was Hitler.
Yeah.
But over 60% of people thought it was Donald Trump.
He said it to a blonde at a cocktail party, actually.
Okay.
Give another guess what I'm thinking.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Numerals 5.
Numerals 5. Okay, go ahead.
I want to be unpredictable.
That could be the one. I'm going to go with Trump.
Okay. Yes, it was Trump, and 73% of people who took the quiz say it was Trump. So you're on the money there. Sometimes.
And after that, he took off his pants. All right.
Sometimes by
that's unpredictable. Go ahead.
Sometimes by losing a battle, you find a new way to win the war.
I'll go with Trump.
Yes, it actually was Trump, but 77% of people thought it was Adolf Hitler.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Here we go.
Numeral sphere. It is not truth that matters, but victory. It is not truth that matters, but victory.
I'll go Trump again.
No, it was actually Adolf Hitler.
All right.
And 73% of people thought it was Donald Trump.
Yeah, okay. but that is Trump.
Adolf Hitler that said
that is fucking Trump. I mean, this guy is a congenital liar. I mean, he just is. He doesn't give a shit.
Now,
it's all a show.
I know you said this because I've heard the quote. You actually had it in your you played it earlier.
Oh, right.
People who are following me are very passionate. They love this country.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That was basically his response after a bunch of his people beat the crap out of a Black Lives Matter demonstrator at one of his functions.
It was Donald Trump, and 88% of people that took the quiz got that right.
Yes.
He wandered
into the wrong beer hall.
Yeah, number 6. All great movements are popular movements. All great movements are popular movements.
Oh, I think that Trump said that when he was going to the bathroom.
No, he didn't say that. Adolf Hitler said it.
Oh!
And
I just had the image of Donald Trump.
64% of people thought Adolf Hitler said it.
Oh, I just had the image of Donald Trump looking at a toilet
and going,
I'll tell you, that turd is a winner. That turd is a winner. Honey, come in.
Look
what I made. That is a first-class turd.
I play to people's fantasies.
It looks
fantasies.
Like a cloud. Go ahead.
I play to people's fantasies. I call it truthful hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
I play to people's fantasies. I call it truthful hyperbole. Sorry.
Yeah.
I call it truthful hyperbole.
That's true of both of them, but I think Hitler said it.
No, Donald Trump said it, and 70% of people thought.
No shit.
Because, like me, they couldn't say hyperbole anyway. Okay.
Or hyperbole. The hyperbole is where Donald Trump does his great movements, by the way. The hyperbole is the home of.
I'm looking at a very, very small screen on my computer with a quiz in it. Okay.
Yeah.
And now, make a lie big. Make it simple, keep saying it, and they will believe it.
Oh, that was Uncle Adolf.
You were absolutely right.
Yeah, it was Uncle Adolf.
But only 70% of people got that right.
Yeah, evidently.
Because it does sound like your friend the Donald.
Does it bother you that Hitler is going over well? What Hitler quotes are going over very well in America right now.
His wife, Barbie, the possible future first lady says that he sleeps. No, Ivana said this. Ivana Makeover. She said, "He sleeps with with the collected speeches of Adolf Hitler by the bed.
Yeah. I would not be surprised, man.
He's been reading
I said that on a previous show, and
he's
meant
reading
that.
This stuff for three wives.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I know.
Okay, another quote.
Yep,
being
go.
I'll start again. Part of being a winner is knowing when to walk away.
And that's got to be Trump. That's got to be
that?
Trump. That's Trump.
It is Trump, and 78% of people agree with you.
Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, if you win, you need not have to explain. If you lose, you should be there to explain.
Hitler.
Yes, but
yep,
only
okay.
50-50.
Got that. Okay, next one.
Okay, here it comes. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Okay, here they come. When women kill children, it's anything but murder. It's her right to choose.
Oh, that was actually Hitler, I think.
Yes, that's him.
Yeah.
Taken to its logical extreme,
yeah.
Religion would mean the systematic cultivation of human failure.
It sounds too wordy and intelligent for Trump.
For the Trump, yes.
Yeah, it's too sophisticated
that,
language.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hitler.
It's from Corporal Schicklgruber.
Yeah.
As Churchill used to call him.
Yes, the corporal.
Okay,
the
religion has always been about a people who will define racial characteristics and never about the religion.
Hitler.
Yes, so Muslims are about color, not the text.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. The next one.
Okay. There are people who were cheering on the other side.
That was Trump.
Large populations.
Yeah, that was Trump. In an age with the iPhones, not one tape of any of this shit ever happened.
People dancing with the things coming down. Yeah,
he mistook. There were people who were doing that in the Golan Heights in Gaza, and it was on CNN. And he thought they were in New Jersey because that shows you. He doesn't get out to New Jersey that often.
There was one with a bit of weight on him. He thought it was Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, here's a good one.
Yeah.
Our great person, a great person. Doesn't exactly have a positive impact on the thugs who are happily and openly destroying the city.
That would be Trump.
Yes.
That.
Any violence. Any violence.
Yeah, any
which
violence.
Does not spring from a spiritual base will be wavering and uncertain. It lacks the stability which can only rest in a fanatical outlook.
That's scary enough to be Hitler.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
My IQ is one of the highest, and you all know it. I think I'm giving this one away. Please
don't
feel so stupid or insecure. It's not your fault. I got $10 billion. That's not assets. That's money.
Okay. I am Wile E. Coyote, super genius.
Yeah, that's Donald Trump. My
that's
IQ
the Trump
is the highest.
Yeah, that's the
okay.
Trump.
Okay. The more economic difficulties increase, the more immigration will be seen as a burden.
That'll be Hitler.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone is calling for a total and complete shutdown of a certain religion. Oh, no, that one gives it away. How fortunate for governments that the people they administer don't think.
Oh, that's got to be Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, do not compare yourself to others. If you do, you're just insulting yourself.
Well, yeah, if you're going to do that accent, it's Trump.
No, it's Hitler. I thought.
You fooled me. Oh,
okay.
Isn't it fun that our leading presidential candidate sounds like Hitler?
Okay.
Great.
I have become so powerful.
So sad.
I have become so powerful
yes.
that I can actually make my enemies tell the truth.
Oh, Hitler, Trump. it's borderline. Yeah, Hitler.
Trump.
God, he's such a fucking douchebag. He's really, you know, you just
that.
Sit. Randy, listen to me. Randy, don't talk over me. Randy, I'm telling you that, I'll tell you, this is such a sad commentary on a vast percentage of America.
Who want to elect him.
I swear to God, something has happened to this country. It really has. That anyone would listen to this guy and have so much hate in their hearts that they would actually allow him to say this shit.
Yeah.
And they're running around saying, well, political correctness, it's all what we secretly think. And my reaction is, holy shit, really?
Well,
is that
what
you really fucking think?
It's not a secret anymore.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, we're going a half an hour, so we really have to...
No, let's go for a break.
Let's go for a break. Okay, so we have gotten a classic bit on Donald Trump, and we'll be back in just a moment with Randy's rant.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Now, here comes the music.
Donald Trump is at it again.
And then he appeared. Donald Trump, the patron saint of topical comedians who are just running out the clock. I mean, look, we did just have 2 weeks off from talking about Trump, a dumb springer, I called it. Just out of curiosity, what it is he at again?
Unleashing his latest political firestorm on a new target, this time, John McCain.
He's not a war hero.
Trump in Iowa going directly after the Arizona senator and former Navy fighter pilot who spent 5.5 years as a POW.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you. Hey, nah, let me just hold on, just...
Yeah, let me tell you about the Negro.
And you know what else, if I may, just a moment, and cancer survivors, too. Let me tell you. Let me just say this.
And trust me, I think we
please,
world, we
I like people
just like,
who don't get cancer. Let me tell you something. I like winners. Those are the people whose bodies...
Listen, we have a special comment from an uncontrollable division of abnormal cells attacking the organs.
Those are the people we should be making wishes and running marathons for. Winners. 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 Boom. Trump 2016. Trump's bold POWs. Oh, we're going out, baby. On a high note. Trump's bold POWs aren't heroes raised questions of what the f- is wrong with him.
When you're criticized or attacked, you often respond with name calling, using terms like dummy, loser, total losers on Twitter and elsewhere. You even demean some people's physical appearance. Is that something you would continue doing if you were president?
Oh, I don't think. Look, when people attack me, I let them have it back. You say physical appearance, it's my hair, but people are constantly attacking my hair. I don't see you coming to my defense. My hair is just fine.
First things first, your hair's not fine. Now, I agree, making fun of someone's physical appearance is a cheap blow. But that hair, that is comedy entrapment. People are not attacking your hair. They are defending themselves from something that appears like it's about to attack them.
I smell a new Pixar movie. Trump's comments clearly caught on tape. Trump had no choice but to recognize that he had misspoken and take the honorable way out. Nah, I'm just with you. Here's what he did.
Why did Savannah start off by saying I said that he was not a war hero? I never said that. I said he was a war hero, Matt. Savannah started it off by saying I said that he wasn't a war hero. I didn't say that.
I stand corrected. I could have sworn you said it. Let me just listen to the tape again real quick.
He's not a war hero.
Yeah, that sounded like... You know what? Let's watch it upside down, because maybe I didn't...
He's not a war hero.
No, it's still... I mean, the hair does look better there, but it still sounds like he said he's not a war... Let me see it with like a bit of a Sesame Street vibe.
He's not a war hero.
Well, that appears to be brought to you by the letter... You said it! So you said it!
The next sentence was, he is a war hero. I said that, but they never want to play it, and you don't want to play it. If you would have let it run just another 3 seconds, you would have said that I said very clearly, he is a war hero.
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He is a war
hero. 5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured.
So you said he's not a war hero. The guy next to you goes, he's a war hero. And you go, well, he's a war hero because he got captured. So really, does calling someone a war hero count if you're doing it sarcastically? He's not a war hero. All right, he's a war hero. All right. Fine. He got captured. Whatever. But of course, who better to talk about sacrifice in wartime than one Donald Trump?
Wayne College had student deferments, and it's a long time ago, had student deferments, then ultimately had a medical deferment because of my feet. I had a bone spur.
Okay, I get that. As a man who is also constantly suffering from medical conditions that aren't real. I will say a bone spur is very painful. It's the kind of pain you never forget.
Which foot did you have the bone spur in?
You'll look it up in the records. I don't know. It's in the records.
Right or left, one of those two. I don't know. It's probably the one I don't normally have in my mouth. Look, Donnie, Trumpeasy, baby, don't flame out now. Listen, don't flame out now. I got to squeeze 3 more weeks of this. You're at the point where even your fellow Republican presidential candidates, the people who are trying very hard not to recognize what a terrible person you are, now have to recognize what a terrible person you are.
It's not just absurd, it's offensive. It's ridiculous.
I denounce Donald Trump for that.
Donald Trump owes every American veteran, and in particular John McCain, an apology.
Jeb Bush saying, quote, enough with the slanderous attacks. Senator John McCain and all our veterans, particularly POWs, have earned our respect and admiration.
Yes, at long last, does the man who accused the vast majority of Mexican immigrants of being drug addicted rapists have no sense of decency? But they're right! They're right! I so love this man. I really feel like he's some sort of Jewish holiday waiting to happen. Like, we thought the craziness would only last a day. But by a miracle, it burned for 8, 10, holy shit. That's what we should call it. Holy f***a. Here's the thing I don't get. Why is anyone acting surprised about Trump? The only reason you like this guy in the first place is because of the terrible things he was willing to say about Obama. But Trump has no control over the projectile vomit of dickishness that comes out of his mouth every time he opens it. It was inevitable some of his word puke was going to get on you. And you should have known that. You've been down this road before.
Well, first off, Nancy Pelosi is a dingbat.
Waterboarding is how we baptize terrorists.
Once you cast a spell and bring an internet comment to life, it no longer belongs to you. Only this time, the chat room troll emoji you've conjured has $10 billion of its own money.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because once again, folks, it's time for Randy's Rant.
Oh, and I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it
anymore. I can tell.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not actually ranting about this. I'm not actually angry about this. I'm kind of sad.
You're amused.
I'm kind of sad. You're amused. Because an estimated 150 quite pathetic ammo sections have taken over a remote federal government building. Yeah. I think it was like a toilet block in a bird sanctuary somewhere in Oregon.
In Oregon. It's Oregon.
Whichever you like to prefer. Yeah. Oregon. Okay. Now, these guys ostensibly went there because they were protesting the sentence a couple of guys got for doing a backburn that went over into some
burning down
land
300 acres of federal land.
But they were backburning their own property and it went over.
Yeah, right.
There.
Yes.
Now, of course, who shows up but the second generation of the Bundys?
Yes. Yes.
Eamon Bundy, son of Clive Bundy. I don't know about the Negro, but they should have kept picking.
I remember hearing that quote, and I literally starts the sentence with, "I don't know much about the Negro," and all I could think of is that nothing after that point in a sentence ever ends well. So
except your life on the end of a rope.
Say what?
Yeah. Okay.
What are you talking about?
These guys decided to turn this into some cause celeb, and they've decided to take over this federal building.
Yeah.
And nothing happened.
Yes, everyone left them alone.
Fuck all happened. They wanted Waco. They wanted their burnt, crispy critter bodies stacked like cordwood.
And they got ignored. What I hear is that they didn't bring enough food with them because they...
Yeah, 3 days later, they're saying, please send us snacks.
Could you
beer.
Guys please send...
And of course, it's
please
freezing.
Send us more Cheetos.
Yeah, but the thing is they said send it with the... Here's a post box. Of course, one of the great socialist institutions.
Yes, the U.S. Postal Service. Yeah, yeah.
Send us Cheetos and Diet Pepsi because Earl over there is on a diet.
These guys and their big hats and their big Stetson hats and their chaps and their leathers and their spurs and their horses.
In a bird sanctuary in the vast wilderness, finding themselves.
I said to myself as soon as I heard this, I said, this is like if they were black or people of color or Islamics or Native Americans, they'd be laid out on a slab.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
They would have done the Waco Davidian thing on them. But they didn't. They're just white, and they're just stupid.
No.
Eamon Bundy, their spokesperson, real chip off the old block, this one. And, you know, his son is there, too. So there's three generations of Bundys. His son was there, or Clive and Bundy's grandson was there, doing an article for his high school paper by interviewing all the people. So I'm saying, look, these guys who call themselves occupiers, they're occupiers. They just nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening.
But even the Reichspublicans.
Did you know?
The Reichspublicans are saying you're a bunch of idiots.
The article that I read today, actually, because I was on the computer and there was an article saying that the one group of people in America that are fucking mega pissed off are bird watchers.
And you know what? They've all shown up.
with cameras.
With their incredible maxi long distance lenses, and they're taking pictures of the micro penises having a pee in the snow. These guys compensating with their AR-15s.
Clem and I were doing a reenactment of Brokeback Mountain, and suddenly there were pictures.
I just can't give you up. Can I be top tonight? No, you were top last night. Anyway.
Sorry.
These guys
sorry.
Are there, and they're hiding their faces now, too.
Okay, so you have
They're wrapping themselves in the Constitution. They're wrapping themselves in the American flag. They're wrapping themselves in the NRA.
No one cares.
Nothing is happening.
I've got a bunch of annoyed birds.
So, I'm sorry. These guys thought that we didn't come here to protest. We came here to die.
Yeah.
And you know what? The two guys that were arrested and given 5 years for arson have said, these guys have nothing to do with us.
Yeah, we got nothing to do with these guys. Wouldn't it be great?
They don't even want
Randall, wouldn't it be great, Randall, if everyone treated Donald Trump the same way? We just ignored him. just completely staved off any media attention whatsoever. If they did to Donald Trump what the media's been doing to Bernie Sanders, this guy would be a joke in the corner sucking his thumb, you know?
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole thing is I think most people of conscience or intelligence are just too gobsmacked by Donald Trump to actually believe that it's real.
Now, you have a clip.
I do. Our friend Stephen Colbert, while I'm in the process of mispronouncing everything, Stephen Colbert has done a wonderful little speech about these guys up there.
Let's go to the clip. Here it is.
Now, I don't know about y'all. I don't know if y'all ever watch the news. You guys ever watch it? Sometimes? They got some good stuff on there. Don't watch too much of it. But there's a big story right now everybody's talking about, and it's about a group of heavily armed protesters who have occupied something called the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in a remote area of southeast Oregon. I have not seen this many angry bearded men in Oregon since I referred to Blue Moon as a craft beer. Max, it's a good beer, Max. Don't get angry. I like the orange. It's fun. Now, these guys who've taken over the thing call themselves a militia, and they're led by a feller named Ammon Bundy. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because he's the son of the legendary Cliven Bundy. Now, you might remember that name from back in 2014 when Cliven fought the government, dozer grazing fees on federal lands, then lost all sympathy when he started saying stuff like this.
I want to tell you one more thing I know about the Negro.
Okay, don't need to sing any more of that song, okay? Have that fumigated. All right. Okay, and now his son is continuing the anti-government tradition. And if that's what Cliven's son Ammon is up to, I shudder to think what's in store from the Cliven grandchildren. I'm going to guess Rando, Pervin, and Krampus. Now, Ammon, good-looking kids. Now, Ammon and his group say they began this protest to speak up for ranchers Dwight and Stephen Hammond, who went to jail for burning 139 acres of federal land. And Ammon's protest on behalf of these guys upset some people, specifically these guys.
Neither Ammon Bundy nor anyone within this group or organization speak for the Hammond family.
Yes, the Hammonds want to be clear. They're not anti-government militiamen. They are simply anti-government arsonists, please. Now, the militiamen say they're ready for the government's response and are willing to die for their cause or from boredom because the government is not responding. As one retired U.S. Marshal said, the best approach now is to wait the group out. Probably not what the protesters had in mind. That's like taking over the Alamo and then not being surrounded by the Mexicans. Davy Crockett would look like a complete doofus. And I gotta say, the coonskin cap does not help. But I've been thinking that maybe this is just a win-win. If these guys down here are determined to stay put indefinitely at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, Why not just let them stay and rename it the Ayman Bundy Preserve for the Armed and Cranky? After all, these confused, fragile, heavily armed creatures need some place to live where civilization won't upset them. They're clearly endangered, although it's hard to know exactly how many there are because their camo is so good. Here's one standing between two bushes, I believe. And sadly, there's no hope of establishing a breeding program because, frankly, it's a bit of a sausage fest. And while these men might be great patriots, they're not great planners because evidently they didn't pack a lot of food. So they turned to Facebook yesterday and asked people to send, quote, supplies or snacks or anything. Yes. Snacks. What heroic lone wolf, go-it-alone mountain men have always needed. Go-gurt, string cheese, and Lunchables. Well, I want you to hang in there, fellas, because help is now on the way. You may remember, viewers at home, that weeks ago I mentioned Oreos on the show. So Oreos sent me a truckload of Oreos and an actual Oreo hotline I could use to reach Nabisco directly any time of the day or night to request more Oreos. And if ever there was a snack emergency, it is now. So I am officially deploying the Oreo phone. Hello, Oreos. This is Stephen Colbert at what? Yes, I realize I'm holding this up to my deaf ear. I said I am aware of that. I need more Oreos, stat. Only don't send them to my office. This week, I will be broadcasting from 36391 Sod House Lane, Princeton, Oregon. Just leave the cookies at the end of the driveway and then back away slowly.
And we're back today, Randall. And I wanted to hedge out a little time in today's show just for a special kind of topic of conversation that you and me have talked about a lot. The president went public and talked about simple things that he was going to do as president to stop the epidemic of gun violence in America. Which is, has gotten to the point where it's just totally obscene. Do you have the list? There's a list of the things he did.
Of what these measures were, yeah. Yes. Because what he's actually doing is he's doing an executive order. Now, an executive order is a power given to the president who can do things that can be later ratified by Congress,
yes.
Or not, but he has the power to do
okay,
them
immediately, so,
like declare war,
right.
And stuff. I mean, one of the most famous of executive orders, of course, was the Emancipation
Proclamation.
Which Lincoln
did, of course. So these are the things,
okay.
let Randy tell you, and I am just gobsmacked by this, because this is just another point in which I stood in front of the television.
Now,
and
none of these things take guns
nothing.
Away from
okay,
people.
Now just... Randy,
nothing takes
number
these guns
one.
Away.
What?
Number one, expanded background checks to prevent felons and other prohibitive people from getting
now,
a gun, including being on the terrorism
that,
watch
now,
list.
Now, Randy, basically, and I want to just speak to that for the moment. That is something that even Republicans have talked about that gun owners are in favor of. Okay.
Everybody's
in favor of using the laws that we have already. In fact, after every time we have a mass shooting, the Republicans come out and say that. What's number two, Randy?
Better sharing of criminal history records between states.
Right. So that basically says that we don't want criminals getting guns. And even the NRA, even though they actually really do want criminals to get guns, because that's gun sales, but every gun owner will tell you, do you want criminals to get guns? Absolutely not. Number three, Randy.
Improved enforcement of our existing gun laws.
Which, again, is exactly what people like Huckabee and the absolute rampant whores on television tell you after every goddamn shooting. They say, let's enforce the laws we have on the books now. What's the next one, Randy?
better tracking of illegal firearm trafficking.
Yeah. So okay. How can you possibly be against that? How can you possibly
I
against...
I don't know. But,
yeah,
Bill,
okay.
Bill,
go to the... NRA, no, just go to... Randy, just go to the next one. Go to the next one.
Okay. Better tracking of guns that are lost or stolen from firearm dealers.
I don't understand how anybody could be against that. No one can be against that. That is completely rational. Next one, Randy.
Improved mental health screening and reporting to the background check system. So if they go for a background check and you get a red flag for having been in a mental institution, maybe they won't let you buy a gun.
Now, I have heard both Huckabee and Trump specifically say that the problem we have is people who are mentally impaired getting guns. So how can you be against this? Is there another one, Randy?
Improved access to mental health care.
Again, this is something they have advocated, both Huckabee and the GOP and the NRA. Any other ones?
But that goes beyond gun ownership. There should be better access to mental health care everywhere.
But these
this is the last one, and this one I want to speak to. Research on improved gun safety technology.
Yeah.
Now the thing is more adults are killed by toddlers with guns than by terrorists.
That's true.
14 people were killed by terrorists. 30 adults were killed by toddlers.
Yeah, in a
four years old. Now, just in the last year.
In 2015.
30 adults. Wow. 30 adults were killed by 2 and 3 year olds who picked up a gun and said, "Daddy, look at this!" Bang.
Yeah.
Now, smart guns are called, just like we now have smart watches. People are developing smart guns, which can only be fired by the person that it belongs to, by DNA, by fingerprint, by pushing 3 or 4 buttons at the same time, by wearing a special watch or ring. Those things are possible. But all of these 10 things are being blocked and put down by people because of that one word or that one phrase. Shall not be impeded.
So basically, it's okay if your kid picks up your gun and shoots you with it.
Yeah. But they're seeing all of these things as, what would the word be?
Well, how about militia? How about that one?
Well, even
being a well-regulated militia, okay.
Any regulation is wrong.
All I want to do is get to a clip here, and the clip is this. Barack Obama set forth these eminently reasonable recommendations into executive authority, 9/10 of which have been agreed to already by the Republicans after every fucking mass shooting. And then he got up and he was introduced by the father of one of the Sandy Hook victims, a little girl who had her face blown off. And in the audience was a bunch of people who also had their kids massacred at Sandy Hook. Now, he got up and he was introduced by one of the fathers at Sandy Hook, and he teared up. This is the clip. Let's go to the clip.
Second Amendment rights are important, but there are other rights that we care about as well, and we have to be able to balance them. Because our right to worship freely and safely, that right was denied to Christians in Charleston, South Carolina. And that was denied Jews in Kansas City. And that was denied Muslims in Chapel Hill and Sikhs in Oak Creek. They had rights too. Our right to peaceful assembly. That right was robbed from moviegoers in Aurora and Lafayette. Our unalienable right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, those rights were stripped from college kids in Blacksburg and Santa Barbara, and from high schoolers at Columbine, and from first graders in Newtown. first graders. And from every family who never imagined that their loved one would be taken from our lives by a bullet from a gun. Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad. And by the way, it happens on the streets of Chicago every day.
Yeah, every time I think about it, it makes me mad. And then he teared up. And you know something, Randy? I'll tell you something. I was sitting there in front of, I was watching that. And I've seen a lot of phony tears up. And I don't think that was phony at all. I think that that was heartfelt. I think that was exactly what he has had to meet 11 different mass shootings in this country, and again and again and again have to deal with that. And to go up and talk to a parent who has lost a child and have to console them and to know that you're powerless to do anything would make me angry and grief-stricken. But this is something I want to play for you. And this broke it for me. This I've never been more angry. This is what they played on Fox News. This is their reaction to the president.
Tears that he wiped away again and again. Yeah. You want that for, I mean, we feel frightened about what's going on with ISIS. And he can't pull that kind of passion for anything but this. And I feel bad about those kids in Connecticut without question. I mean, your heart breaks for them.
Right.
But it's only about this that he gets so upset about and never about terror.
So I would check that podium for like a raw onion or some no more tears. I mean, I just, it's not really believable. I mean, and the award goes too. We are in award season.
Yeah. We got to check the podium for onions and no more tears. Why you don't understand? You know why you don't fucking understand a human reaction? Because that's what they call humanity. That's what humans do, other than paid reptilian whores like yourself, who sit here and shill this crap day in and day out and twist people to a point where they are numb to 10,000 people dying in your country every fucking year. I am absolutely... Randy, look, what's today's date, Randy?
Today's the 9th.
Today's the 9th of January, ladies and gentlemen. This is off gunviolencearchive.org, okay? And let's have a look at the number of gun incidents in the last 9 fucking days. Total number of incidents, 684. Number of deaths, 191. Number of injuries, 396. Number of children, Randy, between the ages of 0 and 11 that were either killed, shot to death, or blown apart or injured, 11. Number of teenagers between the ages of 12 and 17 killed or injured in the last fucking 9 days, 33. Oh, by the way, we've had 2 mass shootings in the last 9 days. Officer-involved incidents, 64. Home invasions, 26. And defensive use of weapons, 18. Accidental shootings, 30 fucking 8. Fuck you. That's where I come up. Fuck you. I'm talking to everybody out there right now. This is personal for me now. I don't want to electorally, and I'm not advocating violence here, but electorally, I'm talking electorally, I want to bury these fuckers. I want them 6 feet under in a fucking grave, and I want to salt their political ground. Now, don't get crazy. I don't advocate violence. I'm saying at the next election, these guys are going fucking down. All right?
Yep.
These Republicans are going fucking down. Because these people are fucking evil. There's evil in the world, guys. Let me just go to a clip. Clip, Randy, these are our erstwhile presidential contenders from the Republican side talking about what the president said.
This president is a petulant child. Whenever he can't get what he wants because, quite frankly, the American people have rejected his agenda by turning both the House and the Senate over to the Republicans, and going from 21 governors when he came into office to 31 Republican governors now. Now this president wants to act as if he's a king, as if he's a dictator.
Pretty soon you won't be able to get guns. I mean, it's another step in the way of not getting guns. It's supposed to be negotiated. You're supposed to cajole, get people in a room. You're supposed to deal with them, and you're supposed to get together and pass a law. He doesn't want to do that because it's too much work.
His first impulse always is to take rights away from law-abiding citizens, and it's wrong. And to use executive powers he doesn't have is a pattern that is quite dangerous. It's not a surprise that people don't believe that our government's working on their behalf anymore when you have a president that recklessly uses executive authority that the Constitution doesn't provide him.
And those are your Republican candidates, Randy. And I'm telling you that it is not going to be good enough. It is not going to be. We got to bury these guys. We have got to bury these guys. And it's not about winning a close election this time. These people are literally evil. It is a literally evil, immoral thing that they are doing by propagating the assassination and killing of children. It is absolutely obscene. And we have to bury these guys. I'm telling you, and I'm making my personal, my actual personal right now, my own personal commitment to Christ. I am going to make it my personal mission in fucking life to get people to register to vote. To get people to get off their ass and register to vote. Because I'll tell you something, Randy. Randy, I have had... these are some stats that I found on the net, and they aren't very fantastic. Okay, this is according to the Daily Cost. This is the Democratic registrations right now. Okay, Iowa, we have. He started with 665,269 January 2nd. December 2nd, 2015, we had a decline of 31,720 Democratic voters. In New Hampshire, between April 1st and December 28th, we have had a decline of 2,243 Democratic voters. In Nevada, we have had, between January and November, a decline of 15,157 voters. I am sick of this shit. If you are a progressive out there right now, and I don't want to hear, by the way, the Bernie Sanders guys that evidently appear sometimes on Facebook lines sitting there going, well, if Sanders doesn't win, I'm not going to vote at all. Yeah, you know what? Screw you. If you haven't got the gumption and at least the wherewithal to get up from your couch and try to rescue the greatest nation in the world from absolute disaster, then I don't want to know you. I don't want to know you, because it's all about you. It's not about those people. If you think that there's no difference between Obama and what we would have gotten with Mitt Romney, you are on acid. Put down the fucking bong. And all of you progressives out there, I'm telling you, man, this is the election. This is the one. This is the step to fascism. This is the step to an absolute hell. For your grandkids. Can you imagine someone like Ted Cruz reversing climate change policy? Ted Cruz, the sane one? Trump with nuclear codes? Are you out of your fucking mind? I wouldn't let these people near power tools, for fuck's sake. So we have got to make a personal commitment to our children right now. And the children of this country. A place that I love dearly in my heart. And if you love it... Bill, why do you leave overseas? I live overseas because I work here. But I vote, and I am going to be working for Bernie Sanders over here. Now, I don't care if you work for Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, guys. But you have to make a, please, I'm begging you, make a personal effort to get people who think like you, progressives or Democrats or just sane people, and get them off the couch and tell them to register. We have to do this, and we can't win by a narrow margin. We've got to change the House and at least the Senate. Otherwise, your country's fucked, and we're fucked with you, by the way. Every country in the world,
Because, I mean, if America goes back on climate change, in 20 years, in 30 years, in 50 years, you're not going to be able to recognize. You think refugee crises like we have now are going to be bad? This is a fucking tea party. People start fighting over potable water, over arable land. We have wars right now as the result of climate change. You put a fucker like Trump, Cruz, or any one of those ding-dongs in the Oval Office and you're signing the death warrant for this planet. It's that big. It's that important. Make it personal, guys. You gotta make it personal. I am going to be doing everything I can here, organizing Democrats overseas. I'm going to be calling. You know, if Hillary wins, I'm going to call for her. Get out and do it, man. You got to stand up. This is a question of love of country. If you love America, if you care about America, you will register to vote. You want to live in a cabin in the woods and sit there on a Facebook line and do nothing? Or do you want to get up and vote, man? Vote, vote. Decisions are made by people who show up. I still believe that. I passionately believe that. I passionately believe that America is the greatest country on earth because it can change. And it will only change if we make the change. Obama changed some things. He's not my number one guy, but you know what? When I was over there, I had a real appreciation for the one guy who was the same guy in the room. So let's get together. Let's do this. Let's do this. We have to fucking do this. This is the most important thing you may ever do. Yeah, I'm sorry, Randy. I didn't mean to go on like that. I brought everybody down.
Hey, look, that's Bill's rant. Your name's on the show. It's your name's on the show. I know. And here's this is the show we thought we were going to be a bit lighthearted. God, I feel like I want to go and hang myself. But can I, Bill, before we go, 11 mass shootings during his presidency. What a lot of people don't know or like to deride is he flew to each one of those places and talked to the families. He actually flew to Connecticut, to Sandy Hook elementary school, and met with every one of those families of those 22 children and the teachers for an entire day.
Yeah, Randy, I don't. Oh God, I listen. I really don't understand people like the people on Fox. I am awed the lack of humanity and listen. We're gonna leave on this somber note today. You know, Obama has had to announce after 11 mass shootings. I went on the internet and I found them. The words are Barack Obama's. The music is by Itzhak Perlman. And the tune that he is playing is called Remembrance. So long. We'll see you next time. Bye, Randy.
Somehow this has become routine. The reporting is routine. My response here at this podium ends up being routine. The conversation in the aftermath of it, we've become numb to this.
There has been a tragic shooting at the Fort Hood Army base in Texas. A number of American soldiers have been killed, and even more have been wounded in a horrific outburst of violence.
Earlier today, a number of people were shot in Tucson, Arizona, including several who were meeting at a supermarket with their Congresswoman, Gabrielle Giffords. I ask all Americans to join me and Michelle in keeping all the victims and their families, including Gabby, in our thoughts and prayers. We may never understand what leads anybody to terrorize their fellow human beings like this. You know, such violence, such evil, is senseless. It's beyond reason.
I think all of us recognize that these kinds of terrible, tragic events are happening with too much regularity.
I know there's not a parent in America who doesn't feel the same overwhelming grief that I do. The majority of those who died today were children. Beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old. They had their entire lives ahead of them. Birthdays, graduations, weddings, kids of their own. As a country, we have been through this too many times, and we're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this, regardless of the politics.
Several people have been shot, and some have been killed. So we are confronting yet another mass shooting. And today it happened on a military installation in our nation's capital. And obviously we're going to be investigating thoroughly what happened, as we do so many of these shootings, sadly, that have happened, and do everything that we can to try to prevent them.
You know, any shooting is troubling. Obviously, this reopens the pain of what happened at Fort Hood 5 years ago. Gunmen opened fire at two Jewish facilities, a community center and a retirement home. Innocent people were killed. Their families were devastated. As Americans, we not only need to open our hearts to the families of the victims, we've got to stand united against this kind of terrible violence, which has no place in our society. To say our thoughts and prayers are with them and their families and their community doesn't say enough to convey the heartache and the sadness and the anger that we feel. I've had to make statements like this too many times. Communities like this have had to endure tragedies like this too many times. Once again, innocent people were killed in part because someone who wanted to inflict harm had no trouble getting their hands on a gun. The deepest sympathies of the American people to the four Marines that have been killed. It is a heartbreaking circumstance for these individuals who have served our country with great valor to be killed in this fashion. Somebody somewhere will comment and say, Obama politicized this issue. Well, this is something we should politicize. It is relevant to our common life together, to the body politic. This is a political choice that we make. To allow this to happen every few months in America. We collectively are answerable to those families who lose their loved ones because of our inaction.